You're listening to the SCAC Men's Soccer Podcast. Today I'm joined by senior goalkeeper John Beaver of Oglethorpe University, this week's SCAC Men's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week. And John, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
John, you battle a rib injury all week. You hadn't fully participated in practice. You guys have your SCAC opener at home against Austin College. You're up 3-1. You're on the sidelines with ice on your ribs, and you see Frank Peterson receive a red card. Knowing that you have to go in cold, haven't really practiced, as I mentioned, all week, and your first thing you have to face is a penalty kick. Just take me through your mindset as you see the red card come out and knowing what you're faced with.
Thinking to myself, there's not a lot of pressure on you here. Most goalkeepers don't save these, so if I save it, you know, it would be great. But it's not as much pressure as it would be just coming in off the bench, I think, in a regular game. That was just going through my mind.
Well, obviously, you come up with a huge save to preserve that 3-1 lead over Austin College. Certainly a huge moment for you and a huge test that you face. But no less than 5 minutes later, another foul inside the box. You're asked to make another huge save. Take me through your mindset. Can you even believe that you're having to face a second penalty? And sort of as a goalkeeper, what is your strategy as you face penalty kicks?
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable to have to face two in a game. As soon as I saw the foul, I was like, oh, no, here it comes again. I stepped up, did the same thing. My process usually is watch the hips of the striker, and both guys, the first one, he opened his hips up really wide, so it was pretty obvious he was going to my left. And the second guy, he didn't really open up his hips very much, so I thought he might be striking it again to my left, but I think he was going to strike it down the middle, and I just got lucky on both of them. And the rebound on the second one, he missed the goal, so really got away with one there.
You guys go on after those two huge saves that you were tested and came up to the test, John, with those penalties. You would go on to win 3-1, pick up that first conference win of the season and your first chance to get a conference win over Austin College. How important was that win to get off to a good start in conference play like that? And how big of a lift were you to your team to stop those two penalties?
We said going into the game that this was going to be the start of our season. Anything up to this point really didn't matter. Our goal for this year was to get into the conference tournament, and so we said that our season starts now. So it was really big that we came up with a win. I mean, we played really well the first half and they just had a letdown. So it was good to get off with the win. You start with the win and.
John, you guys come back on Sunday to face University of Dallas in your first ever matchup with them as a new member of the SCAC Conference. You helped guide your team in another gritty performance from you, battling that injury, of course, to a team shutout. Just talk about your performance on Sunday, the importance of getting that second conference win and staying perfect on the weekend.
Yeah, it was obviously important. Like we said earlier, our goal this season is to get into the conference tournament. So we wanted to come out with a win. We never faced University of Dallas, so we didn't know really what to expect, so we decided just to focus on, our techniques and make sure we're all doing our parts, and so we all did our parts and we got away with the win.
John, Oglethorpe now 8-2 on the season. You've put five straight wins in a row together. You're one win shy of the longest winning streak in Oglethorpe men's soccer in the last 18 years. What have you noticed the difference as a senior throughout the past 3 years differently to this year that you guys have been able to have that success and move forward as you have?
It's just a different attitude in training and just in the overall team. We have 22 fantastic players. They all come in and know their roles. They can all play. In practice, we're fighting for every ball. It just seems like there's a little more intensity that hasn't been there in the past, and something that our program really needed. So nice to see that, and it looks like the results are showing for themselves.
This weekend, Oglethorpe goes on the road and is tested in another strong SCAC weekend. You'll be on the road at Hendricks and at Colorado College. Just take me through your expectations this weekend, John, as you guys prepare for another SCAC matchups, and what do the Peach Bulls need to continue to do well to get the results you're looking for?
Obviously, we're trying to look for two wins. Going to be two tough games at Hendricks and at Colorado College. We've been practicing really hard this week, just focusing on, once again, our team shape and, playing the way we play. A lot of people have been sick, so we're hoping they all can get a little better for the game this weekend. But we're looking for a pretty strong test, and we're just going to go try out and obviously try to want two wins. And so we're just going to be, we've been focused on that all week, and we're going to be focusing on it as we travel too.
Oglethorpe University senior goalkeeper John Beaver, again, this week's SCAC Men's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week. John, congratulations again, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you.